the Thanksgiving is a big fire day. Is that right?
Well, it is, and obviously with the number of folks and the family gatherings that probably more cooking is done this particular day than any other day of the year, and would tend to increase the statistics in relation to cooking fires. And so, yes, nationwide, firefighters respond to about three times as many cooking fires on Thanksgiving Day as they do any other day of the year.
Cooking fires are kind of problematical for a lot of folks because I guess they're closer to them, and they're kind of quick and sudden, aren't they?
Well, they are, and that's why we want to make sure that that you don't leave cooking unattended, that you do stay in the kitchen whenever you are preparing the food, that if you do have a grease fire, you know what to do in response to that grease fire. Don't carry the pan. Try to carry the pan outside because the liquid will splash and maybe spill on your clothing or your skin and causing some significant burns and also possibly spreading fire throughout your home as you're trying to carry this pan outside. We want to make sure that young children are not playing in the kitchen because that can lead to an accident by striking a handle on our pan and knocking it off or spilling hot liquids on them. Another common practice this time of year, obviously on Thanksgiving, is deep frying of turkeys, and we want to make sure that that folks that are going to do that take some precautions and use a little common sense. Obviously, you don't want to fill the vat with too much oil because once you place the turkey in, the liquid would spill over and coming into contact with the flame. Obviously, the oil is flammable. And we want to make sure that the turkey fryer is well away from the home or a deck. Combustible materials and fire, obviously, are a bad situation.
Throwing water on a grease fire is not a good idea, is it?
No, absolutely not. Throwing water on a hot grease will intensify and cause the oil to expand and overflow and catch fire. You want to, hopefully, you know, we have small fire extinguishers that we would like folks to keep in the kitchen. And if the fire is small enough to use that extinguisher on, obviously use that. If it is not a small fire, then we want to recommend that you get out of the home and call 911 and let the professionals come and take care of it.
You smother grease fires. You don't throw water on them. But smothering is the thing to do.
Smothering is the thing to do, yes. You want to cover that and make sure that you can remove the oxygen source from that flame.
Do you folks see oven fires very often? I mean, ovens are really getting a workout on Thanksgiving Day, and I suppose there are fires, but do you see those very often?
I can't say that we see them very often. We, obviously, our investigators don't typically get called to those type of accidental fires, but I have not looked at our national incident reporting system to see what the rate of cooking fires are in relation to ovens. But if you do have an oven fire, you want to keep the door closed to make sure that fire does not get the oxygen that it needs to sustain.
And what it comes down to, whether it's a grease fire, people trying to carry it out or open up the oven and pull something out that's on fire, the thing to do is to avoid the natural instinct.
Exactly. You want to obviously leave that oven door closed so that it doesn't get oxygen. But you're right. The natural instinct is for someone to try to open that door and remove the whatever is burning, and that is not the proper way to deal with that situation. One other thing that is key, especially during the holiday seasons, you know, we preach making sure that you have a home escape plan in case of a fire or an emergency situation, and make sure that your family know the routes to take and what's available to them. But folks seem to forget that when they go visit relatives and family members in a house that they are not familiar with, it's important for the homeowner to make sure that their guests know what their emergency evacuation plan, know what their meeting place has been identified, so that everyone can be accountable for if in a situation happens.
A lot of Thanksgiving stuff, including turkeys, requires cooking for an extended period of time. It's dangerous, though, to start something cooking and walk away from it.
Yes, we don't want you to start the cooking process, leave your home, go out shopping, knowing that it's going to take several hours, because we want to make sure that the cooking is being monitored, and you can identify a problem as it initially starts, so that quick action can be taken.